The gifts of imperfection, let go of who you think you're supposed to be and embrace who you are. By Breen Brown. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Gifts of Imperfection, Let Go of Who You Think You're Supposed to Be and Embrace Who You Are by Breen Brown is a book about learning to accept yourself for who you are. It encourages readers to let go of the expectations that society has placed on them, and instead embrace their own unique gifts and talents. The book explores topics such as self-compassion, courage, authenticity, resilience, gratitude, creativity, playfulness, and intuition. Through stories from her own life experiences as well as those of others she has encountered in her research work over the years, Brown shows how these qualities can help us live more meaningful lives. Brown begins by discussing why it's so hard for many people to accept themselves just as they are. She explains that our culture often places unrealistic expectations on us, expectations that we must be perfect in order to be accepted or successful. This leads many people into a cycle of shame and self-doubt which prevents them from living authentically or pursuing their dreams. In order to break this cycle, Brown suggests cultivating certain qualities within ourselves such as self-compassion, being kinder towards ourselves, courage, facing our fears head-on, authenticity, being true to ourselves, resilience, bouncing back after setbacks, gratitude, appreciating what we have, creativity, expressing ourselves through art or other forms, playfulness, enjoying life's simple pleasures, and intuition, trusting our gut. Throughout the book, Brown provides practical advice on how readers can cultivate these qualities in their daily lives. She also shares inspiring stories from individuals who have overcome adversity with grace and dignity despite facing difficult circumstances. Ultimately, The Gifts of Imperfection is an empowering read for anyone looking for guidance on how they can learn to love themselves unconditionally while still striving towards personal growth. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Embrace vulnerability. Vulnerability is the birthplace of courage, compassion, and connection. It is the key to living a full and meaningful life. Main idea number 2. Cultivate authenticity. Authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. Main idea number 3. Live wholeheartedly. Wholehearted living is about engaging in our lives from a place of worthiness. Main idea number 4. Cultivate self-compassion. Self-compassion is the practice of being kind and understanding to ourselves, even in the face of failure or imperfection. Main idea number 5. Practice gratitude. Gratitude is the practice of recognizing and appreciating the good in our lives. Main idea number 6. Let go of perfectionism. Perfectionism is a shield that keeps us from being vulnerable and living authentically. Main idea number 7. Cultivate faith. Faith is the practice of trusting in something bigger than ourselves. Main idea number 8. Cultivate creativity. Creativity is the practice of expressing ourselves in unique and meaningful ways. Main idea number 9. Cultivate play and rest. Play and rest are essential for our physical, mental, and emotional health. Main idea number 10. Cultivate calm. Calm is the practice of finding peace and balance in our lives. Main idea number 11. Cultivate meaningful work. Meaningful work is the practice of finding purpose and joy in our work. Main idea number 12. Cultivate self-care. Self-care is the practice of taking care of our physical, mental, and emotional needs. Main idea number 13. Cultivate meaningful connections. Meaningful connections are the practice of cultivating relationships with others that are based on trust and understanding. Main idea number 14. Cultivate hope. Hope is the practice of believing in a better future. Main idea number 15. Cultivate laughter. Laughter is the practice of finding joy in the everyday moments of life. Main idea number 16. Cultivate resilience. Resilience is the practice of bouncing back from adversity. Main idea number 17. Cultivate meaningful spirituality. Meaningful spirituality is the practice of connecting to something greater than ourselves. Main idea number 18. Let go of numbing. Numbing is the practice of avoiding our feelings and emotions. Main idea number 19. Let go of comparison. Comparison is the practice of measuring our worth against others. Main idea number 20. Let go of scarcity. Scarcity is the practice of believing that there is not enough for everyone. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Embracing vulnerability is an important step in living a full and meaningful life. It takes courage to be vulnerable, but it can also lead to greater connection with others and more compassion for ourselves. When we are willing to open up and share our true selves, we create space for understanding, acceptance, and growth. Vulnerability allows us to take risks that may not always work out the way we want them to. But by taking these risks, we learn how strong we really are. We learn what matters most in life, not material possessions or status symbols, but relationships with people who care about us deeply. When we embrace vulnerability instead of running away from it, it gives us the opportunity to live authentically. We can express our feelings without fear of judgment or criticism from others. We can make mistakes without feeling ashamed or embarrassed because those mistakes help us grow as individuals. Living vulnerably means being honest with ourselves about our strengths and weaknesses so that we can become better versions of ourselves each day. It means allowing ourselves the freedom to explore new ideas without worrying about failure or rejection. Most importantly, embracing vulnerability helps us build trust in both ourselves and others. Main idea number 2. Authenticity is a practice that requires us to be honest with ourselves and others. It means being true to our values, beliefs, and feelings in all aspects of life. Authenticity also involves taking responsibility for our actions and decisions, even when it's difficult or uncomfortable. When we cultivate authenticity, we are able to live more fully in the present moment without fear of judgment or criticism from others. Living authentically can help us build meaningful relationships with those around us as well as foster self-acceptance and self-love. We learn how to express ourselves honestly without worrying about what other people think or say about us. This allows us to be vulnerable yet strong at the same time, to take risks knowing that whatever happens will be okay because we have faith in who we are. Cultivating authenticity takes courage, but it is worth it in the end. By embracing our imperfections and allowing ourselves to just be, we open up new possibilities for growth and connection with others. We become more confident in our own skin, which leads to greater happiness overall. Main idea number 3. Living wholeheartedly means embracing our vulnerabilities and imperfections, and recognizing that we are worthy of love, belonging, and joy. It is about cultivating the courage to be authentic, to show up and be seen as our true selves. Wholehearted living involves giving ourselves permission to let go of who we think we're supposed to be in order to become who we truly are. Wholehearted living requires us to take risks, accept failure as part of life's journey, practice self-compassion when things don't turn out the way we hoped they would, and recognize that even though life can sometimes feel overwhelming or chaotic, it is still worth engaging with fully. It also involves learning how to set boundaries so that we can protect ourselves from being taken advantage of by others while still allowing for meaningful connections with those around us. Finally, it means having faith in ourselves, trusting that no matter what happens in life, if we stay true to our values and beliefs, then everything will work out just fine. Main idea number 4. Cultivating self-compassion is an important part of living a healthy and fulfilling life. It involves recognizing our own humanity, understanding that we all make mistakes, and being gentle with ourselves when we do. Self-compassion also means accepting our imperfections without judgment or criticism, and allowing ourselves to be vulnerable in the face of adversity. When we practice self-compassion, it helps us to stay grounded in difficult times and gives us the strength to move forward despite any setbacks. Self-compassion can help us build resilience by providing emotional support during challenging times. It allows us to recognize our strengths as well as our weaknesses, which can help us develop more realistic expectations for ourselves. Additionally, self-compassion encourages positive behavior change by helping us take responsibility for our actions without feeling overwhelmed or ashamed. Ultimately, cultivating self-compassion is about learning how to treat yourself with kindness and respect even when things don't go according to plan. By embracing your flaws instead of trying to hide them away or ignore them altogether, you will find greater peace within yourself. Main idea number 5. Practicing gratitude is an important part of living a meaningful life. It helps us to recognize and appreciate the good in our lives, even when things are difficult or challenging. Gratitude can be expressed through words, thoughts, and actions. We can express gratitude for the people in our lives who have supported us, for experiences that have enriched us, and for moments of joy we've experienced. Gratitude also helps us to cultivate a sense of contentment with what we already have instead of constantly striving for more. When we practice gratitude regularly, it can help to reduce stress levels and increase feelings of happiness and well-being. Practicing gratitude is not only beneficial on an individual level, but it also has positive effects on relationships as well. It's easy to get caught up in negative thinking patterns, which lead to feeling overwhelmed or discouraged about life circumstances. Practicing gratitude helps shift our focus away from these negative thought patterns towards recognizing all the good that exists in our lives right now. Main idea number 6. Perfectionism is a shield that keeps us from being vulnerable and living authentically. It can be an insidious force in our lives, preventing us from taking risks or trying new things for fear of failure. Perfectionism can also lead to feelings of shame and inadequacy when we don't meet the impossible standards we set for ourselves. The key to letting go of perfectionism is recognizing that it doesn't serve us well in the long run. We need to learn how to accept our imperfections and embrace them as part of who we are. This means learning how to forgive ourselves for mistakes, not comparing ourselves with others, and focusing on progress rather than perfection. We also need to practice self-compassion by treating ourselves with kindness instead of criticism when things don't go according to plan. Finally, it helps if we focus on what really matters, our relationships, values, passions, rather than obsessing over details that won't make much difference in the end. Main idea number 7. Cultivating faith is an important part of living a meaningful life. It involves believing in something greater than ourselves, and trusting that this higher power will guide us through difficult times. Faith can be found in many forms, from religious beliefs to spiritual practices such as meditation or prayer. No matter what form it takes, having faith helps us to stay grounded and connected to our purpose in life. Having faith also gives us the courage to take risks and pursue our dreams without fear of failure. When we trust that there is something bigger at work guiding our lives, we are more likely to take chances and try new things even if they seem scary or uncertain. This kind of openness allows us to experience joys and successes that would otherwise remain out of reach. Finally, cultivating faith helps us find peace within ourselves by allowing us to surrender control over outcomes. We can let go of worrying about how things will turn out because we know that whatever happens is meant for our highest good. This sense of inner calm enables us to live with greater ease and contentment. Main idea number 8. Cultivating creativity is an important part of living a full and meaningful life. It allows us to express ourselves in unique ways, explore our passions, and discover new ideas. Creativity can be expressed through art, music, writing, or any other form that speaks to us. By engaging in creative activities, we are able to tap into our innermost thoughts and feelings and share them with the world. Creativity also helps us develop problem-solving skills as well as critical thinking abilities. We learn how to think outside the box when faced with challenges or obstacles. This type of thinking encourages innovation, which can lead to breakthroughs in many areas such as science, technology, business, education, and more. Finally, cultivating creativity gives us a sense of purpose and fulfillment. When we create something from nothing, it brings joy not only for ourselves but for others too. So take some time out of your day today to engage in creative activities. You never know what amazing things you might come up with. Main idea number 9. Cultivating play and rest is essential for our physical, mental, and emotional health. Play helps us to relax, have fun, and connect with others. It can also help us to develop new skills or explore different interests. Rest allows us to recharge our batteries so that we can be more productive when it comes time to work or take on other responsibilities. When we make time for both play and rest in our lives, we are better able to manage stress levels and stay healthy. Play can come in many forms, such as sports activities, board games, puzzles, creative projects like painting or writing stories. The possibilities are endless. Taking a break from work or school-related tasks by engaging in something enjoyable is an important part of self-care. Similarly, taking regular breaks throughout the day will help you stay focused on your tasks at hand. Resting is just as important as playing because it gives us a chance to recuperate from all of the demands placed upon us during the day. This could mean getting enough sleep each night, 7 to 9 hours, taking naps if needed during the day, meditating/praying regularly for relaxation purposes, whatever works best for you. By making sure that both play and rest are incorporated into your daily routine, you will be able to maintain balance in your life, which leads to improved overall well-being. Main idea number 10. Cultivating calm is an important part of living a balanced life. It involves taking time to slow down, reflect, and appreciate the present moment. This can be done through activities such as meditation, yoga, or simply taking a few moments each day to sit in silence and observe your thoughts without judgment. Practicing mindfulness can help us become more aware of our emotions and reactions so that we can respond rather than react to situations. Calm also means learning how to manage stress in healthy ways. This could include engaging in physical activity like walking or running, practicing deep breathing exercises, journaling, talking with friends or family members about what's going on in your life, listening to music, reading books that bring you joy, spending time outdoors surrounded by nature. All these things can help reduce stress levels. Finally, cultivating calm requires being kinder and gentler with ourselves. We all make mistakes, but it's important not to beat ourselves up over them. Instead, practice self-compassion by recognizing our own humanity and allowing ourselves the space for growth and change. Main idea number 11. Cultivating meaningful work is about more than just finding a job that pays the bills. It's about discovering what brings us joy and purpose in our lives, and then pursuing it with passion and dedication. Meaningful work can be found in any field or profession, from teaching to engineering to artistry. The key is to find something that resonates deeply with you, something that makes you feel alive and excited when you think about it. Meaningful work requires courage because it often involves taking risks, stepping outside of your comfort zone, and challenging yourself to grow. It also requires self-awareness so that we can identify our strengths, weaknesses, values, passions, interests, skill sets, all of which will help guide us towards meaningful work. Finally, cultivating meaningful work means being open to change as life evolves around us. We must remain flexible enough to adjust our goals if necessary while still staying true to ourselves and our core values. Main idea number 12. Cultivating self-care is an important part of living a healthy and balanced life. It involves taking the time to nurture ourselves, both physically and emotionally. This can include activities such as getting enough sleep, eating nutritious meals, exercising regularly, engaging in hobbies that bring us joy, spending quality time with friends and family members, practicing mindfulness or meditation techniques for stress relief, seeking professional help when needed, and setting boundaries with others. Self-care also means being kind to ourselves by recognizing our own needs and feelings without judgment or criticism. Self-care is not about indulging in unhealthy habits like overspending or overeating, It's about creating balance in our lives so we can be better equipped to handle whatever comes our way. When we take care of ourselves first, physically, mentally, and emotionally, we are more likely to have the energy necessary to show up for those around us who need us most. Main idea number 13. Cultivating meaningful connections is an important part of living a fulfilling life. It involves taking the time to get to know people, understanding their perspectives and values, and building trust with them. When we cultivate meaningful connections, we create relationships that are based on mutual respect and understanding. We learn from each other's experiences and grow together as individuals. Meaningful connections can be formed in many different ways, through conversations, shared activities or interests, volunteering together for a cause you both care about, or simply spending quality time with one another. Whatever form it takes, cultivating meaningful connections requires us to be open-minded and willing to listen without judgment. When we make the effort to build strong relationships with others who share our values and beliefs, it helps us feel connected not only to those around us but also to ourselves. Meaningful connections give us a sense of belonging which can help boost our self-esteem and confidence. Main idea number 14. Cultivating hope is an important part of living a meaningful life. It involves believing that the future can be better than the present, and taking steps to make it so. Hope gives us something to strive for, and helps us stay motivated even when things seem difficult or impossible. It also allows us to see possibilities where others may not, and encourages us to take risks in pursuit of our dreams. Hope is not just about wishing for something, it's about actively working towards making it happen. This means setting goals, creating plans, and taking actionable steps towards achieving them. It also requires resilience, the ability to keep going despite setbacks or disappointments, and faith that we will eventually reach our destination. By cultivating hope in ourselves and those around us, we can create a brighter future for everyone. We can inspire each other with stories of success against all odds, remind each other that anything is possible if you put your mind to it, and encourage one another through tough times by reminding ourselves that this too shall pass. Main idea number 15. Cultivating laughter is an important part of living a healthy and fulfilling life. It can help us to find joy in the small moments, even when things are difficult or challenging. Laughter helps us to connect with others, build relationships, and create positive memories that will last a lifetime. It also has physical benefits such as reducing stress hormones and increasing endorphins, which can improve our overall well-being. When we cultivate laughter in our lives, it doesn't have to be forced or fake, it should come from genuine moments of joy. We can look for opportunities to laugh throughout the day, whether it's watching a funny movie with friends or sharing stories over dinner, and make sure that we take time out of our busy schedules for some lighthearted fun. Laughter is contagious, so don't be afraid to share your joy with those around you. When we open ourselves up to finding humor in everyday situations, we give ourselves permission to let go of perfectionism and embrace who we truly are. So next time you feel like laughing out loud, do it. Main idea number 16. Cultivating resilience is an important part of life. It involves learning how to cope with difficult situations, and developing the skills necessary to bounce back from adversity. Resilience can be developed through a variety of methods, such as self-care practices like mindfulness and meditation, building strong social connections, engaging in meaningful activities that bring joy and purpose into our lives, and seeking out support when needed. Additionally, it's important to recognize our own strengths and weaknesses so we can better understand what works for us in times of difficulty. Resilience also requires us to practice self-compassion. This means being kinder to ourselves when things don't go according to plan or when we make mistakes. We must learn how to forgive ourselves for not being perfect all the time while still striving towards our goals. Finally, resilience involves having faith that things will get better even if they seem bleak at the moment. Main idea number 17. Cultivating meaningful spirituality involves taking the time to explore our innermost beliefs and values. It is about connecting with something greater than ourselves, whether that be a higher power or simply an appreciation for life's beauty and mystery. Meaningful spirituality can involve prayer, meditation, journaling, or any other activity that helps us to connect with our deepest selves. It is not necessarily tied to any particular religion or spiritual practice, rather it is about finding what works best for each individual in order to cultivate a sense of peace and connection. Meaningful spirituality also encourages us to look beyond ourselves and recognize the interconnectedness of all living things. We are part of something much larger than just ourselves. We are part of a global community that includes people from different backgrounds, cultures, religions, and beliefs. By cultivating meaningful spirituality, we can learn how to appreciate this diversity while still honoring our own unique perspectives. Finally, meaningful spirituality allows us to find joy in everyday moments by recognizing the beauty around us, in nature as well as in human relationships. When we take the time to slow down and appreciate these moments, they become more special because we have taken the time out of our busy lives to truly savor them. Main idea number 18. Letting go of numbing is an important step in embracing our true selves. When we numb ourselves, we are avoiding the difficult emotions that come with life and not allowing ourselves to fully experience all that life has to offer. We may be trying to avoid pain or discomfort, but this can lead us down a path of disconnection from our authentic selves. By letting go of numbing, we open up the possibility for growth and connection with others. When we let go of numbing, it allows us to feel more deeply and authentically. We can start to recognize our feelings as they arise instead of pushing them away or ignoring them. This helps us become aware of what is going on inside us so that we can make conscious choices about how best to respond in any given situation. It also gives us the opportunity to connect more deeply with those around us by being able to share our true thoughts and feelings. Letting go of numbing takes practice and patience, but it is worth it in the end. As Brené Brown says, the willingness to show up changes us, it makes us a little braver each time, Brown. Letting go of numbing will help you become your most authentic self, which will bring greater joy into your life. Main idea number 19. Comparison is a dangerous habit that can lead to feelings of inadequacy and low self-esteem. It's easy to get caught up in comparing ourselves to others, whether it be our physical appearance, accomplishments, or material possessions. But comparison only serves to make us feel worse about ourselves and distracts us from focusing on our own unique gifts and talents. The idea of letting go of comparison encourages us to focus on our own individual journey instead of worrying about how we measure up against someone else. We should strive for personal growth rather than trying to compete with those around us. When we let go of the need for external validation and approval, we are free to embrace who we truly are without fear or judgment. Letting go of comparison also allows us to appreciate the beauty in diversity. Instead of seeing differences as something negative, they become an opportunity for learning and growth. By recognizing that everyone has their own unique strengths and weaknesses, we can learn from each other while still celebrating what makes each person special. Main idea number 20. Letting go of scarcity means recognizing that there is enough for everyone. It involves understanding that abundance and prosperity are possible, even in the face of limited resources. This shift in mindset can help us to become more generous with our time, energy, and resources. We can learn to share what we have with others without fear or worry about running out. When we let go of scarcity thinking, it allows us to focus on creating a life filled with joy and connection instead of one focused on lack and competition. We can start to appreciate the beauty around us rather than worrying about what we don't have or comparing ourselves to others who seem better off than us. Letting go of scarcity also helps us recognize our own worthiness as well as the worthiness of those around us. By letting go of scarcity thinking, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and opportunities that may not have been available before. We create space for creativity, collaboration, generosity, gratitude, and growth, all things that lead towards a more fulfilling life. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.